And what sense do you have of that genealogy? Because you mentioned with the Nadler line, it's clear the influence of that, you know, this character who has a very strong idea of his own status, which is one that's challenged by all the people around him. But also that physical comedy, which, you know, isn't a million miles away from what Norman Wisdom was doing in the 50s, falling out the back of vans, bandages on him.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And I think, again, it goes back to that universality and being able to communicate comedy around the world. We're very good at that as Brits, because we appear to take ourselves very seriously, I think, a lot of the time. If you look at characters like Faulty or Partridge or Withnail, they all have an overinflated sense of self-importance, and there's nothing funnier than seeing somebody brought down from that pedestal on which they put themselves. And so there's something that goes along with our sense, our own self-importance, which we have as a nation. You know, we are a fallen empire and still kind of act like we're up there, you know? And I think the Americans enjoy it because there is a dryness to us which they don't ordinarily employ, socially at least. It's a myth that they don't appreciate or do irony, that they do very, very well. And I don't think we do need to try that hard to be transatlantic. I think the Americans will come to us, with the exception of, I don't think Carry On ever hit over there. I think some of the actors did, but I think we had a conversation with Quentin Tarantino, who is an absolute film nutcase, obviously, who'd never seen a Carry On film. And myself and Edgar Wright challenged him to watch three of them.
And
he never did.